This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troia.
I've got some things I just need to get out there before Matt Bracken takes over. But, you know, I was discussing with the crew after we watched that Bernie Sanders video. I mean, again, just there's so many little weird aspects of it. Like, one, remember how popular Bernie was? Like, he was actually popular. He actually had rallies that had people showing up, unlike Hillary Clinton, who couldn't even get people to show up at a rally with LeBron James at it. I mean, literally, they had to pay for people to go to her rallies to get people to show up, and they still didn't. But here's Bernie Sanders at the airport, and nobody seems to even care. So that's what I'm telling you. Bernie's not cool anymore. The whole Bernie everything facade died when he sold all of his voters down the drain by endorsing Hillary Clinton. And by not standing up against the rigged primaries. So there's Bernie Sanders, the huge face of the Democrat Socialist Party, the big popular socialist, not even popular at the airport. Nobody even cares. Alex Jones gets more attention at an airport than Bernie Sanders. And then you have his little soy boy security staff there trying to have their moment in the sun. But again, you can just see and sense the elitism on Bernie's face. You can see he's a total coward. But think about it again. This is how low energy he is. Like there's certain immeasurable characteristics of humans. Okay? Energy is one of them. Bernie Sanders is low energy. Donald Trump walks into an airport, the entire airport can feel it. On the opposite side of the airport, a totally different wing that you'd have to take a train or monorail over to get to can feel Donald Trump in the airport. You're in the same restaurant as Bernie Sanders, you don't even know or care he's there. That's how low energy Bernie is, but I digress. Now, do you remember the story I already covered about the city in Massachusetts, Chelmsford, saying that you could not have American flags displayed in the lawn of a business? Well, I explained why that was. Because the liberals are freaking out right now, not just about American symbolism that triggers them because they say racist or this or that, but it's the reality setting in that it's actually popular. For example, look at Kaia Jones, former member of the Pussycat Dolls. She's the only one of any of the Pussycat Dolls that still has a career. Why does she have a career? Because she came out for Trump. And that's just one example. How about this one? Top 7 songs on Apple Music and Spotify are all Kanye West. Oh, how's that Kanye West boycott going? Failed. Now, Kanye West coming out with a new album, naturally he's going to have some top songs. But top 7? If you don't understand the correlation between what Kanye West is doing to talk about political free speech and the top album sales, then you just don't get it. If you don't understand why the left freaks out about 200 American flags in a lawn, you just don't get it. It all ties into the same thing. Patriotism is back, and they want to cast the shadow over it like it's racist or like it's only for this group of people. No. It's everyone. That's what's freaking them out. It doesn't matter. We don't care what color your skin is, your race, your color, your creed, or anything. We're all in this together. We realize this. We know what made America great. Yours trying to stomp on all the things that made America great and label them as racist, label them as bigoted, label them as this, that, or the other thing. And someone like Kanye West just comes out and says, hey, look, why don't we just think for ourselves? Hey, I don't have to do much research to find out that Barack Obama, for 8 years as president, did nothing for the city of Chicago, which, by the way, is Kanye West's home. So, the left freaks out when they realize America patriotism, nationalism, and Trump is popular, is breaking the matrix. So they freak out, label it all of these things, try to censor it, but they can't accept the fact they're losing. So just keep losing, liberals. Just keep losing and pretend like you're winning.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones right now. I've got a couple of stories here, and then I'm going to tee it up for Matt Bracken to take over from enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Simon Cowell has not had his mobile phone for 10 months. You know, I just wanted to comment on this real quick. I have had different times recently where I've either lost my mobile phone or just not had it. And there's a weird climax where after like 2 days or 3 days, like you still feel lost without it. You're still reaching it for your pocket and everything. You're still getting the phantom vibrate. But then once you hit like day 4 and 5, it's like the most liberating, freeing thing ever. But in today's world, in today's age, people just don't think they can live without it. So it's just interesting. And then what do we do? Do we commit to not using the smartphones, to pushing against that technology now as they roll out the AI? That battle is in front of us. Now, this is actually an incredible story for two reasons. Swimmer faces shark's massive garbage patch on record Pacific crossing. So first I say, you literally have floating islands of trash, literal trash in the ocean, and somehow it gets no attention from the people that, you know, cry climate change, man-made climate change all day with nothing but made-up formulas to prove it, no science, but you have literal islands of trash floating around, and it seems to get no attention from liberals. I don't know this guy's politics, probably is a liberal, but he's facing the real thing. But then he's talking about how he's also using this to make himself better and push his own limits. He's planning on swimming under the entire island as big as Texas and doing studies underwater for that time. So that's going to be kind of incredible. Box office, Han Solo loses $30 million in second weekend. Yeah, this is just greedy Hollywood trying to milk the name Star Wars for everything they can, and they're actually killing the brand. Episode 9 will have a better return, but after that it'll probably be dead. This was just brought to me. InfoWars live streams a Planned Parenthood protest the day after anniversary of Dr. Tiller's murder. I don't even know what this is about. They think that I planned it that way here at Media Matters. Well, I can assure you that's not the case. But thank you, Media Matters, for highlighting our protest of the baby killer's Planned Parenthood. Thank you very much. Now, also include the fact that Margaret Sanger spoke to the KKK multiple times at KKK events and was a known eugenicist. So thank you, Media Matters, for reporting on our protest against the slaughter of innocent children. Thank you so much, Media Matters. All right, but now I'm going to pitch it to Matt Bracken, who knows a lot about preparedness, and I'm not sure where Matt wants to go today, but I'm going to pitch it to him with putting this on a tee. You got Guatemala has a massive volcano eruption, hundreds injured, 25 killed. You've got record earthquakes on the big island of Hawaii. You've got fissures and volcanoes breaking out in Hawaii as well. Now, you're someone that knows about preparedness. I don't know so much about, you know, the natural disaster side of things, but I just wanted to pitch it to you with that. Or, heck, maybe you want to get into the biblical nature of this stuff and, you know, the stuff we face in the future with the biblical nature of it. But nonetheless, I step aside. Matt Bracken takes over for the fourth hour, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Now, Matt Bracken takes over the Alex Jones Show. I step away. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Thanks, Owen. You know, it's funny, just the last topics you were talking about. I actually saw the fires on the Big Island, and that was in 1999. It was even going then, but at a much smaller, lower level, right down in the bottom corner of the Big Island. And I sailed out of Hilo, which is on the east side, sailed around the south corner of the Big Island, and by that time it was dark, and I could actually see the lava from the ocean. And it, as far as the floating garbage patch the size of Texas, I want to see some satellite or drone footage. I've crossed the Atlantic and the Pacific in summer times and been trapped in the giant highs, which are sort of the center of the entire circulatory system, where you literally can have to motor sometimes for weeks. There's just no wind. And I've seen some trash patches, but nothing, you know, you would measure it in acres, not square miles. However, you know, I guess anything's possible, and it's been 15 years or so since I've done anything in the middle of the Pacific or Atlantic. Anyway, as far as everybody carrying their smartphones and giving them up, it's a lot easier. Just don't get a smartphone. For maybe less than $10 a month, you can carry a burner phone and, you know, just treat them like a tool that you pick up off the table and take with you, or maybe somebody else carries it. You swap them around. Makes you a little bit less trackable. You can still do the emergency stuff, but you're not going to be, you know, sitting there like an addict 24 hours a day staring at the thing, because you can't not look at Twitter, or you can't not look at Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. So it's a good way to chill out on the social media and just let it go. Don't have a smartphone. There's a solution. Save money. Save your mind. Anyway, the main topic I want to talk about today, and this is directed at Americans, of course, but also to the UK audience. I know we have quite a following over there behind the PC curtain in Britannistan and in occupied Europe. There's not much freedom locally. You can't go to your own newspapers. They won't cover stories, especially after these D notices last week on Tommy Robinson. The media are being very, very cautious. People are afraid to even retweet or share social media stories, but they will look at them. So I sort of feel like I'm radio free Britain here, broadcasting into the occupied zone, where people will be listening but afraid to share because they're afraid that their police might come knocking on their door, which literally happens to people there. There are some social media videos, YouTube, BitChute, that show people having their doors busted down by the police for things that they've said on social media. It's really pretty sad and disgusting. I know at this point a lot of Americans will say, and they'll think, well, those Brits get what they deserve. You know, we kicked them out in 76. We're the macho guys. We're the real warriors. They're a bunch of sissies. You can't look at it that way. They're the canary in our coal mine. Where Britain is now, we'll be in 10 years. It's not like they showed up one day, this invasion, and, you know, landed on a D-Day type invasion beach. This is slow motion and incremental. And the same thing is happening here. And if you don't believe me, look at Portland, Maine, or Minneapolis, or Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where mega mosques are going up with the full cooperation of the local elites. And toward that end, over the last week, I wrote a poem, if you can imagine. And it's about a 2-minute poem I'm going to read when I have a block of time where I can get that done. But believe me, trust me, our elites are selling us out. They're doing it in England, they're doing it in France and Sweden, and they're doing it right here at home. And we'd better wise up and see this for what it is, because if we don't, we're going to get beyond the point of no return, which is practically where Britain is today. And that's with only 5% Islamic population. At 5%, they start acting in a very bullying manner and voting as a bloc, which means that that politicians will pander to them no matter what. In Britain already, there are something like, 300 Sharia courts where women who are beaten by their husbands can be taken instead of to an actual, English courtroom where they're told, well, you just have to obey your husband. He won't beat you anymore. That's the state of Britain today. It's sad and pathetic. And the worst of it is what's happening to Tommy Robinson, who's right now in prison for standing on a street outside of a court with a smartphone. For that, he was dragged off in a paddy wagon, not to be heard of or seen since then. So when we come back, I'm going to read this sort of a Rudyard Kipling-style poem that I wrote. And not sure if my my break is coming up here soon, but we'll kick it into the break now. And I'll see you on the other side.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, thanks. We're back. Over the last week, I've been following what's been happening in Great Britain very closely. It's really amazing to think that the leader of, you might call it the freedom movement, the Make Britain Great Again movement, formerly the English Defense League, now an independent journalist, one of the few voices willing to tell the truth to power in that country, was picked up off the street for having a smartphone while in public outside of a courthouse where 20-some Muslim men were being tried for continually raping, torturing young British girls. And as Tommy Robinson winds up in prison, a four-minute trial and 13 months in jail, hasn't been seen in more than a week, so you have to assume he might have been roughed up somewhat, and they don't want him, you know, any more of these pictures of him like the last time, you know, with the black eyes and the broken nose. It's what they do in Britain. It's right out of a Clockwork Orange, but with an Islamic twist. So this all motivated me to write a poem, sort of a Rudyard Kipling poem, and I dedicate this to Tommy Robinson and all British patriots. You'll see hear a few references in here: Kipling, Enoch Powell, Winston Churchill. They all wrote very honestly and frankly about Islam and the danger of Islam. Today, those British heroes could not be published, could not be read in public. And here's the poem. I call it Patriots, Traitors, and Invaders. Here's a tale of quisling traitors sold their country to invaders. The first was shot in 45, but many more are still alive. When was there a referendum ere our traitors thought to send them? Rivers of blood would be the cost. Enoch was right, now Britain's lost. Bombs and bullets, acid and knives, vans on pavements destroying lives, showing rape gangs now forbidden. Poor old Tommy, he's in prison. While to jihadis flats are given and ISIS killers all forgiven. Hitler's Nazis could not manage what our quislings done in damage. If Churchill were around today, I'm confident that he would say, in older and more modern time, treason must be capital crime. Patriots must be supported, and invaders all deported, till our girls walk unmolested, after British metals tested. Will saving Blighty come too late, before the Saxon learns to hate? If saving's coming, it can't wait, or Islam will be Britain's fate. And if it happens, Brits can thank their traitor class. And I'd like to speak a little bit about this dynamic of a traitor class, because it's not unique to Britain. It might be especially worse in Britain, this hereditary bloodline of people that think it's their right to rule forever. And I'm not only speaking of the royals. But this is a dynamic that's happened continually, and I'd like to explain how it works. And to do that, I need to introduce a new concept today, or new concept for most folks. And it's something called the bride price, also known as dowry. But in espionage tradecraft terms, the bride price is what a defector brings with him to prove that his defection is genuine, whether it was in the old Soviet days with a Soviet spy coming our way, or one of ours like Kim Philby going from Britain to Moscow. You have to bring a gift with you to prove you're sincere. It would be a list of your fellow countrymen, spies, undercovers, scientific secrets, something that lets the people you're defecting to know that it's legit, it's valid, you can never go back, you've burned your bridges. Well, this also works on a macro level with traitor classes that are preparing to be taken over by another power. This we saw continually with the spread of Islam. A traitor class would pretend to be against the invaders, but not really resisting them hard, while telling their people, don't worry, we've got it under control. All the while, they're preparing to sell their own people out. And what they're doing, their bride price, is to serve as Judas goats, to be the face of safety and calm while more and more Muslims move in. The goal for the traitor class is that they'll preserve their power, their prestige, their status, their position, even in an Islamic society. We saw this particularly, it's a great local microcosm example, in former Yugoslavia, particularly in Bosnia. A reason for the great hatred there was that it wasn't that Ottoman Turks came in and settled and colonized. They took over, but it was all ethnic Serbs and Croats. But many of them converted to Islam hundreds of years ago. And the ones that converted were primarily the ones with power and wealth, shopkeepers, landowners, noblemen. The people that went and fought from the hills, that turned partisan, went and fought guerrilla war, lost all their money. They never converted. Well, they hated and hate to this day the heirs and the sons of the people that they thought sold out, you know, converted readily because they wanted to keep their power and their wealth as the country became Islamic. This is a process we're seeing today in England. When you see someone like Theresa May standing with radicals wearing a hijab, this is similar to somebody wearing a Nazi armband. I mean, imagine if you're a girl trapped somewhere in, you know, some Arab Muslim country, not wanting to be a slave. And then you see the leader of one of the free countries wearing the slave uniform, the equivalent of the Nazi armband, the hijab. Imagine how discouraging that is. This signals to Muslims everywhere is that Britain is submitting. Britain is already surrendering. So you can't just say, don't worry about it. Britain will always, there'll always be a Britain. They thought there'd always be a Christian Egypt. They thought there'd always be a Christian Turkey. You go down the list, country after country. None of these Christian countries thought that they would become Islamic. Yet once the parents sell out and convert to protect their wealth, to save their lives, once this happens, their children are just raised in madrasa schools. They'll never know their parents sold them out. They'll just know that I'm a Muslim, and centuries go by and another country is chalked up to Islam. This is where Britain finds itself today. It's very close. And we need to, at this point, really start finding ways to fight back or give it up. The way I fight back is calling people traitors, calling them Quislings, make them feel some pain for selling out their people. You know, don't let them get it for free.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This next segment, we're going to cut to a video that's very fresh, really fun and interesting. This was a totally chance meeting of Alex and Bernie Sanders in a California airport. One of the things that I love about Alex and Owen and even President Trump is that they're fighters. They're just naturally fighters. And I would rather be back-to-back in a foxhole in a bar fight with a fighter even if they sometimes throw wild punches, then with some very careful soy boy Mitt Romney type any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Anyway, this is a really fun video because Bernie is now actually forced to fly with the people again. After the election, he was promised his own Gulfstar or Gulfstream jet for a while, but I guess that ran out. But this is Bernie showing his back, running away, while Fat Soy Boys get in the face of Alex and the InfoWars crew, who are always up for a rumble, a verbal rumble. And of course, the other side, they're not. They can't control the environment. They're not ready to fight. But Alex, Owen, Donald Trump, these guys will never shy away from a fight, and that's why I really love them. So this video, I'm not sure how old it is. It's just a couple of, really, I think it's just yesterday, and just earlier today. So it's a really fun video because you can see how the two sides differ. One side won't come out and fight unless they've got black masks and bicycle locks, and our side, no matter what the turf is, we're ready for a verbal rumble, and Alex gives a good rumble in this one. So this is fun too because you can see the reaction of the crowd. You know, Bernie, he's just a little dried up shell at this point in his life.
Well, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
No, come on, not right now. No, Senator.
Why did you say white people didn't know what it was like before?
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
No, Senator. No, Senator. No, Senator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just got off our plane here at LAX, and Bernie Sanders, the living embodiment of communist and socialist evil and failure, was here. A living museum piece of Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. In fact, after the death of Hugo Chavez, he passed on the mantle. But of course, his little handlers wouldn't let him talk to some proletariat slave like me. And so this went on for a while. Then he left the gate. We went to a little store. He came back by, and we talked to him again. But then his minions came over and put out the same old Democratic talking points they do over and over and over again. You talk about brainwashed sheep. You're going to see some of those as well. So here it is.
Go on board and prepare for the aircraft. The old people begin pointing them out.
Well, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
Dude, no, come on, not right now. No, Senator.
Why did you say white people didn't know it was like before? Let me guess, you guys aren't flying first class, are you? Why is he running? Anyways. I guess flying first class, you shouldn't be.
I got a coach ticket in my pocket.
You don't need that in Venezuela. I like his $100,000 rally. I'm going to walk this way.
Don't touch me.
You just hit me, bro.
You put your hand out, Alex.
Oh, you're going to do that socialist thing where you're like bumping the people into it?
Alex, I'm walking back.
Hey, Bernie. Bernie, why are you running, bro? There we go. Carl Rove didn't run like this. He was talking to me.
I'll talk to you. You want to have a conversation?
Well, he said, white people don't know what it's like before. This is why people are poor.
Why are people your folly? What?
He said, white people don't know what it's like before. I thought it was a really racist thing to say.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
You guys are so afraid of stuff. Wow, Bernie Sanders runs from all shows. There you go. They already got him.
Don't worry. Get my beautiful face on camera.
Don't worry. We'll destroy America. We'll turn it into Venezuela. Don't worry. Sanders is over here. Look, look, right there.
Stand up.
Bernie, why'd you say white people don't know what's
like
before?
Don't touch me. Alex,
why
don't touch
racist?
Me. Don't touch me, Alex.
You guys have fun. Gotta be around the general public, huh? It's kind of a bad thing. You're on the proletariat like that, when you're a ruling class commie. Huh? You guys have fun.
You're having fun. We're all having fun, aren't we?
We're gonna win. Don't worry. America's coming back. America's coming back. We're winning.
the left is the most vicious, evil ideology the planet's ever seen. It's a historical fact. But they always lecture us how we're violent, we're bad. They're the ones that want to abort all the babies. They're the ones that wanted to block Trump being able to have all the experimental cures and treatments given to people that were terminal. They're the people that love the culture of death, just like Bernie supported Black Lives Matter. Just like he wouldn't decry the cop killers when they killed cops. That's the type of monster, cold-blooded person that Sanders is. He wants to overthrow this country via conquest. Bernie Sanders is a monster.
Mr. Sanders, why do you think socialism works better than capitalism? And why do you live in a capitalist country? I don't know why you're running from me. Flying today.
You gonna apologize to the Sandy Hook families, Alex?
Well, that's the media misrepresents that. That's that. You apologize for all the wars you guys launched, Democrats? All the millions you killed?
Do you enjoy living in your $1 million vacation houses, Bernie, or do you want to give those to the poor?
Yeah, your $100,000 Audis. Anyways, you guys have fun. You love reporting all that money. You guys run your little PR stuff. It's not going to work.
Have fun, you know.
Good luck when Google gets broken up.
Apologize to the Sandy Hook family, Alex.
You guys need to. Right, you made those places victim disarmament zones and advertise them.
What do you think about the fact that 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones? Bernie, do you want to get rid of those?
Why'd you stop being an idiot for a second?
It's okay.
I know it's okay.
Are you mad Hillary stole the election from him?
Sandy Hook denier.
That's all. You got your religion. You think that's like some...
What guy am I?
I mean, you like Hillary.
What guy am I?
No, you like Hillary.
Did I bring up Hillary?
No, don't worry. That's what I'm saying.
You deny Sandy Hook, and you're giving him a hard time.
No, Hillary edited tapes of that.
Oh, Hillary edited tapes of Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's right.
You're an idiot. You win.
Why don't you talk about all the wars and stuff that's killed millions of people?
Okay.
Or Hillary launched the whole thing in Libya and destabilized the whole country instead of feeling good about yourself.
How
you're a virtue signaler.
Loving person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, what about the troops that died there? Do you deny Benghazi, Hillary, or CNN? Anyway, it looked like minions had come. You guys are losing. The world's awake to socialism. And all the so-called elite intelligence here, right? Totally awake to it.
Oh, yeah.
I get what's going on at every level. Just showing the type of people you are. Anyways, I gotta go catch my plane. You guys have a great day.
Please. One less idiot in L.A. is good.
Yeah.
Well, L.A.'s trying to hit their idiot max. I'm not sure who one of them is.
Hey, Bernie, why'd you say white people don't know what it's like before? Why are you so racist? Won't answer that, but he did say it. Move to Venezuela, Bernie. You'll like it. People like you there.
So over and over again, they want to change the subject from communism and socialism, destroying hundreds of countries and killing over 200 million people. They want to change the subject to myself and others asking questions about big public events that are used to blame the Second Amendment. This is incredible. But as long as they can't guilt you into their mind control, they fail. They are sociopaths and psychopaths. Leftists and globalists are there to manipulate those of us that have feelings. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders checked off the bucket list, running like a cowardly rat into a sewer away from serious questions.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are one
Okay, that's a lot of fun watching that last segment with Alex in the airport. And, you know, it goes to show what an in-house operation this really is. And, I mean, there's no billionaire backers behind this. It's all our team. And to do this, to pull it all off, we have to even pitch our own stuff. That's how it works. That's what keeps the power running. So right now, Brain Force Plus and Super Male Vitality are 50% off with free shipping. That's 50% off with free shipping. You can't beat it, especially if you're trying it for the first time. This is how you support the program, folks. There's no other way to do it. This isn't Ben Shapiro. This isn't the network news. There's nobody behind us, just us. So it's us together, and that's how we run it. So please support InfoWars. Go to the InfoWars stores, get a T-shirt, get a hat, show the colors in public. And that's something that takes me back to the airport video. You know, in Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, they teach their side to make us abide by our rules because they know, for example, that we are polite people. We are going to, you know, abide by all the rules of decorum and be very polite in public. These are the same communists that, if they had power, would have us on trains to gulags tomorrow. So I say take the gloves off. I'm proud to be a fighter alongside Alex, alongside Owen, because we don't abide by the Alinsky rules. We've read the book. We understand the tactics. Don't give them the free public space. These are communists. They stand with communists. They're proud of Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, Mao Zedong, Stalin, people who killed hundreds of millions. They would kill us tomorrow. So in public, call them out. Call them communists. Call them traitors. Make them feel the pain, the burn, all the time. Don't give them a free pass. That's why I like, wearing the T-shirt and getting it, mixing it up in public. They want us to hide. They want us to be shy. Don't let them. And don't let them have the free space to just walk like any ordinary average guy. Socialists stand for mass murder. They put on the tie, they put on the jacket, they act like a harmless old man. Harmless old men like Bernie were responsible for hundreds of millions of dead in the 20th century, still going on today in places like North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela. Anyway, I'm glad to be on today. Because today's first segment revolved around the UK, Tommy Robinson's arrest and so forth, I put my UK-oriented novel, it's called The Red Cliffs of Zerhoun. It's free today on Kindle. This is my outreach to the behind the PC curtain in Britannistan. You can't download YouTube videos there. It's getting tougher to share anything, but you can still go to Amazon. And when you're picking up my free book today, The Red Cliffs of Zerhoun, you can also click over to Tommy Robinson. He has two books, Enemy of the State, which is absolutely riveting, and Why Muslims Kill for Muhammad. These are great ways to support. It's like crowdfunding or a GoFundMe page just by going to Amazon, buying his books in print or on Kindle, and you'll be paying for the lawyers that this guy needs, unless he's going to spend the next 13 months in the hole trying to survive amidst, these 7th-century savages that will tear him to pieces with the blessing of the British traitor elite, who would love nothing more than to see Tommy Robinson dead in prison. So support him by buying his books, and while you're at Amazon, my book today that's free is The Red Cliffs of Zerhoun. It's just really it's really an honor and a privilege to be here. I'm very glad to be on a team of fighters. And that's what we need to do is stand on the skyline, be the brave ones. Nobody else will do it. If you're looking for John Wayne, he's not coming. You've got to be John Wayne. It's nobody else is going to do it. Just us. So anyway, I don't know if we have enough time to take callers. I'm sure that they're stacked up. If you, there's no time. Okay. Well, anyway, while you're thinking about how Europe and Britain, they're getting what they deserve, please don't look at it that way. They're our canary in our coal mine. If we don't get out now and make trouble and resist the socialists and Islamists who would take over our country and steal our freedom, if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. It's just us. There's nobody else. We have to be the ones to fight. And that means don't be polite. When you see people that are traitors, that are anti-patriotic, they might be flying under the radar today, but we know them for who they are. This involves not only the Islamists and the socialists, but even within our own government, these deep state coup plotters, they're the same team. They're the globalists. They don't consider the United States of America, to be the beacon for their country, for the world. They consider the United States of America to be the obstacle to globalism. Their goal is to take it down, and our goal is to preserve our constitutional republic and to fight for national identity anywhere in the world against the George Soroses and the globalists who would see us ground under those tanks on Tiananmen Square if they could. They would. That's why I'm glad that, some people will say, Alex, why are you harassing that poor old Bernie Sanders? He's just trying to schlep his way down the concourse to an airplane. Alex does that because we need to let the communists know the gloves are off. We see them for what they are. You know, they're not going to hide behind any cloaking device of civility. Unless they were to come out tomorrow and renounce communism, renounce socialism, you know, apologize for the hundreds of millions murdered in the name of communism, I say call them out at every opportunity, every chance we get. And maybe I sound like a broken record. I probably do. I'm still pretty new at this. But I'm just proud to be associated with fighters, finally. I'm very sick of the lukewarm conservatives that will support you in private messages and never support you in public, or will, you know, give you praise in private, but they're always looking around to see who's looking when it comes to supporting somebody like Alex or Matt Bracken. So finally, I'm on a team with people that aren't afraid, and it feels really good. For me, it feels really good. And for all of you Brits, I wish that you could freely share my tweets. I know that you would probably get a visit from the Thought Police if you did. But, I take it as encouraging when I do get the direct messages, even though things are looking pretty grim behind the veil in PC Britannistan. Yeah, it's been a few decades since the commies rolled over the people in China, in Tiananmen Square, and right now Britain is on the knife edge of other awful totalitarian events. And it's time now for the Brits to stand up the way that they have been, and in greater and greater numbers, never backing down, never surrendering, no surrender, no defeat. And if only 5% are Muslims today, and they're causing this much hell in that country, imagine when it's 10 or 20%. So right now is the time to fight. Don't wait until we're Britain before you stand up and fight in this country. You know, this is an all-out battle. It's a battle to the end. And we're going to either stand up together or we're going to go down together. And it's not going to happen on my watch if I can help it. You know, I've lived a good life. I've had a lot of fun, raised a family, and now it's my turn to stand up and, you know, take the slings and arrows if that's what it takes to maybe serve as an example. I certainly get courage from people like Alex, even from our president. They're not afraid. They put everything on the line, and so should you. Don't be afraid at least to share on social media. Goodness, if you won't do that, you know, are you going to fight when it really counts? So it's been a great show today. It's been a pleasure to be on after Owen. And I'm happy to do it, and we'll see you again on the other side in 2 weeks. God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be here again. So thanks a lot for the opportunity, and that's all for today.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.